The Brigma Physeter was not without a weakness. Unlike Megalodon, it was unable to regrow lost teeth. It did, however, have another weapon at its disposal. It could use its head as a powerful battering ram.
Ramming would be useful. It really wouldn't damage the shark much unless you were to ram the gills or the eyes or something like that. But more importantly, it would be a distraction. Because an attacking predator has to focus on its prey and can't really be distracted, anything that would start distracting it from its task at hand of attacking this one individual or consuming this one individual would tend to divert it from being successful.
Led by a dominant bull, the Brigma Physeters would travel in pods of six or seven to aid in mutual defense.
I think this is definitely something we should expect happen, is that whales will defend their family members against not only sharks, but other kinds of large marine vertebrates, other kinds of whales. I'm sure they were predatory killer whale-like things around as well.
To better understand the behavior of the Meg and the biting sperm whale, creatures that lived 15 million years ago, scientists look to their modern relatives for clues. Animal instinct does not change through generations.
One of the basic precepts of paleontology is the present is the key to the past. We must use the modern animal's anatomy, coloring, behavior, and all that to interpret the fossils. If we don't, we have no basis to go on. And so I think this is why we're seeing some very nice reconstruction of extinct animals these days, but always looking at something today which is either related to or analogous to the animal we're looking at in the fossil record.
The biting sperm whale traveled the prehistoric seas in family packs. Few creatures were large enough to take on these killing whales. But thousands of bitten whale bones found throughout the world proved that one fish saw them as a food source. Megalodon,